Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Let's talk summer festivities. Whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding, Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like $1 million, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Checking the microphones. Mine's working. What? How about yours, Tanya?
Oh. Chickity check, check, check.
Becca?
Mine is on.
Sounds great. Let's begin the show.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Yes, we are. Happy week after Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yes. How did it feel waking up this morning?
Brutal. Not going to lie.
This is like middle of the night for
it
you.
It was pitch blackout. And it gets light early these days in LA.
But it's so cold in the morning and at night right now.
So cold.
So your vest was needed today.
Yes, correct. It was actually so cold when I woke up this morning that I did not do my morning shower.
Wow. Why wouldn't you do that just to warm up? It seems like when I'm really cold, I want to get into a hot shower.
So our house gets really cold. Yeah. And the thought of going in the shower and getting out to a cold house made me stressed.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you can't give a little on that thermostat?
I can, but we like to sleep with it cold. And Robbie's still like sleeping for 5 hours after I get up. So I don't really want to disturb him.
Yeah, but if he's still sleeping, I think that he wouldn't feel the change. Like he might wake up and be like, God, it's hot. But I don't know if he would, if he's in a deep sleep, you might be safe.
Maybe I'll try it tomorrow.
I can't figure out. So Haley's been gone and I noticed that I just genuinely don't sleep as well when she's not there because, you know, you're used to having someone.
That's cute.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what happens, I think, when you've been, you know, get used to that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think.
I just never thought I'd see the day.
We're 5.5 years in.
I know, but it's like you used to love your space and having all your space.
I know. I actually saw a quote that I was like, wow, I resonate so much with this. It says, I like being alone, but that is why I knew you were different, because for the first time ever, I wanted someone's company more than my own.
Haley. Enter Haley.
Enter Haley. Anyways, I was like, one part that makes it hard to sleep when she's not there is like the temperature's off. So like I have the temperature set to when there's another body in bed with me. Mm-hmm. So there's like this heat generated from just having another body in there with me. And then when she's not there, what I normally keep it on is too chilly.
Yeah.
Too cold.
Too cold.
So I was like, do I put like a heating pad just like next to me? So there's like the balance helping.
Wow, that's where we're at now.
Well, you know, when she goes away for long periods of time.
Yeah, might as well get used to something. Yeah.
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 Or I could just get used to just being cold or like raising the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to mess up my
flow.
My flow.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So How was Thanksgiving, everybody? It's just me, Mark, and Tanya today. So when I say everybody, just the three musketeers in here.
I like it like that, you know, just mouseketeering.
Wow. Streamlined.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was it? You hosted Thanksgiving.
It was a lot. Last week was a lot of preparation, and we didn't even cook anything. Like, we literally did a potluck style, and we were in charge of like two or three things, but making sure you have all like the water and the different things and the drinks and wine and, like, you know what I mean? Like, doing all that mental load, I feel like, was more than I realized. But Thanksgiving was so nice. It was so sweet. It was, Robbie went around to each person's name tag and personalized a question for every single person for them to, like, turn over and answer at the Thanksgiving table.
Oh my gosh, I'd be so nervous.
No, it was really on the spot. But everybody could, like, pre-read the questions if they wanted to. Okay. But a lot of people didn't know that that was the game. So a lot of people didn't get to pre-read their questions. But they were, like, easy questions. But
like, what was your question?
What's the best advice you've ever received? I said, happy wife, happy life. Hey. Joking, I didn't say that.
That would have been so funny.
I said that like that. And then I was like, add some more advice for him.
Oh.
Mine was a Chelsea Handler. Don't compete. Yeah, there's room
classic
for everyone.
Too. Just right on the tip of your head.
And I said, you can find more on The Sunshine Mind, wherever you get your books.
Or on Scrubbing In, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. But it was really, really sweet. It was just like a really, really beautiful day.
Yeah, visually looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Like,
thank
I was
you.
Like, wow, hostess with the mostess. I feel like y'all got the house ready.
Oh my God.
Doorknobs have been changed.
We spent so much time at Home Depot. God bless Robbie. Like, he has been Mr. Rob the Builder the past like week and a half. Changing all the doorknobs and like fixing like the painting all the walls and patches. And we got like the whole house like really fixed up and like ready for our families.
That's so nice though.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
It's nice to know, like, you know, we talked about this earlier, but I did like my Christmas decorations yesterday, my lights and stuff. And I've never done that before because like I've never decorated my house outside with lights or anything. And then growing up, my dad did it. And I always thought like, man, like Haley's not going to do it. So it's got to be on me. And I was like, there was something so validating about putting them on the roof. I had like my headlamp on doing it last night. And I was like, I'm a boss. Like, I handled this. I clipped them up there, got on the ladder. I did what I did, got the extension cord out.
You know what that's called?
Modern woman energy.
Modern woman energy.
Yeah.
And you know what else is modern woman energy?
What?
Hiring somebody to do it for you.
That is also... So I was saying to Tanya, I was like, I always go like, oh, like, you know, dating a man has its perks in those like areas of having someone to do that stuff. And she goes, you don't even have to date a man. You could just hire a task rabbit.
Yeah, task rabbit. And get someone for like 15, 20 bucks an hour. And it's like amazing.
Yeah. So, but I did it myself. And that was really
even
rewarding.
Better, yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, I was like, it's been fun like watching your stories and hearing about Robbie getting into like doing all the house stuff. I feel like he's into it.
He's so into it. Yeah. And it's like just cute because I think he's just like, we're like building our future, you know? We're like making our home a home, making it our home. And it's just like really nice.
Merging lives.
Merging.
Including the Christmas tree,
correct,
white and blue, Hanukkah Christmas.
We're not moving on to Christmas until we get through your Thanksgivings.
Oh, Thanksgiving was great. Haley's sister hosted. So we all went over to her place and it was really fun and just like chill. It was fun to just like, I ate so, this is triggering. So maybe a trigger warning, I guess, but I ate so much that I threw up.
Wow.
But like, not like, I had to make myself throw up. I threw up because my body was like, you literally can't take anymore.
That literally
so
happened to
good.
Me once in my adult life, like where I haven't like thrown up from alcohol.
It's never happened to me. I was like, and And when I have a stomach bug, I avoid it at all costs.
Yeah.
My body was like, you have got to stop because the food was so delicious. I couldn't stop eating it. I just wanted like more mac and cheese.
What was it that put you over the top? You were like, I'm very full, but I cannot resist this.
Okay. So
can I guess?
This is
because it looked amazing on your plate.
What?
The sweet potato casserole.
Okay. That was mine. Thank you. I made that.
It looked bomb.
Okay, I'll get to that in a second. But what sent me over the edge? What I had to go stand on the balcony to get fresh air. And I was like trying to, I was like, I knew it was going to happen, but I was like, maybe I can talk myself down and cool off. And I was like hunched over to the side because I couldn't even stand up straight because the night before, because I was so full. So the night, I wish y'all had a visual of their faces looking at me right now. So the night before Thanksgiving, I just had this wild hair that I needed to make a lemon loaf from scratch. Mm. I don't bake. I've literally never done this, but for some reason at midnight, I was like, this is what I need to do.
Well, TikTok makes it look like anyone can do it.
I didn't even think, I literally think this came from my head. I don't know what.
Google a recipe?
I did, but I'm saying like the idea to do it. I didn't see anything that triggered it.
Was it us making our pumpkin bread and cornbread?
No, I didn't see. I don't think I saw that until after. But so anyways, I start making it and then I'm like, we're at Haley's. She doesn't have a lemon loaf, like a loaf pan.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
you need a loaf pan.
She has a cake pan. So I'll just kind of see what happens. What's the worst that can happen? It turns out incredible, but it was the recipe was like super easy lemon loaf recipe. If you don't bake regularly and you don't have a mixer, it was not easy by any means. So it was a labor of love, turned out delicious, but that is where I had a piece of the lemon cake and my body was like, you're done. I'm done.
Wow.
We're done. And then on top of that, the sweet potato casserole, normally I use canned yams. I use like real sweet potatoes and mash them and did like the pecan, like brown sugar mix in with it and the marshmallows.
And then, I need to try sweet potato casserole.
And then Marla made, I'm going to make it for you.
Okay.
It is so good.
Okay.
And then Marla made the most incredible mac and cheese. So yeah, my body was just like, you have done too much. And
so it wasn't one thing, like you were full. Like for me, I always do this. I'm stuffed. And then they bring out the dessert.
Right,
I'm like,
the pie.
Well, I can't not. And then I go to a new level of stuffed. I've never thrown up from it, but you know,
so it's an achievement. I'll bet.
So it wasn't that. It wasn't one thing. It was just everything.
It was everything, but the dessert was the final blow.
It was, okay.
I think if I had sat in my fullness and just like not gotten so excited about the dessert, I would have been able to settle down, but I just pushed it.
And what was the dessert?
The lemon cake.
Oh, that was the lemon cake. You
but
brought
we had,
the lemon.
I didn't even get to pie because I got so ill.
Wow.
I got more full the day after Thanksgiving than on Thanksgiving.
From leftover. Well, when you're hosting, I think it's different.
Yeah, hustling and bustling and like doing
making
dishes.
Sure everyone's good. Yeah.
And then once you threw up, you had more room to have some more food.
I got to be honest. I was like, there was a certain point where I was like, do I feel pride? Because I was like, I ate myself. I like really took on like the vibe of like Joey from Friends when he has his like stretchy pants on to come eat, you know? Like I took on a vibe that I was like, who is she? But yeah, once I felt so much better, I was like, I'm glad my body was like, let me stop you since you're not going to stop yourself.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Listen to the body, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. So anyways, it was great. It was just nice to be all together and, you know. Mark, what did y'all do?
It wasn't terribly exciting. My parents came in from Tucson, and we had friends come in from, they don't live in the Valley anymore, but we think of them as our friends from the Valley, and they came and joined us for dinner, and that was nice. Other than that, low-key went to the Calabasas Holiday Road lights
display. Yeah, I want to go to that.
And played a lot of board games.
Love. What board games?
We are big fans of Sorry in my house.
Oh, wow.
Sorry is a really fun game because it always ends up exciting at the end. I don't know how they designed it the way they did, but it's always close and it's always comes down to the last turnover of the card.
Wow.
That and a game called Rat-a-tat-cat, which you've probably never heard of.
I haven't.
But I highly recommend Rat-a-tat-cat. We got it for the kids when they were like 4 or 5 years ago. And we've rediscovered it. And we loved it then, and we love it now. It is so fun. And we played it all weekend. My parents left. We just kept playing Rat-a-tat-cat all weekend
long. See,
that's
why I was so bummed. On Thanksgiving, I wanted to play fishbowl with everyone.
And we played fishbowl.
And we never got to it. Oh. It just like got dark so fast. And then I was like, everybody left. And I was like, fishbowl.
You're like running out with the paper and pens.
But wait!
There's more! More fun to be had.
Yeah, and Jenga. We didn't get the Jenga. Oh. Like, I know. That was my only regret from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I forgot we did do a little we did a little fishbowl too. It's good times. It's so funny.
What?
Fishbowl's so funny.
I love fishbowl. It's the best game
ever.
Is
that the pick out a celebrity name and then describe it, or is it just charades?
No, it's whatever. It's like you put whatever in a bowl, just like a word. It could be a celebrity or it could be desk, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then the first round you go around, everybody can
describe it.
And then you, after that round, you put all the words back in. And then the second round, you charades it.
Yeah.
And then you put the words back in and then you do use one word.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's so really fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Really gets the brain working.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
A big crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
It is a crowd pleaser.
By the way, that's a great part of the Thanksgiving and family holidays that we don't talk about that much are the games that you play with the family. And those are really fun.
Yeah. Like, I really enjoyed the questions game. Like, everybody going around and answering their question. I thought it was really cute. And, like, everybody participated. Nobody was too shy or scared to answer their question.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, Thanksgiving was a success, it sounds like. We hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Now we're full speed into the holidays.
Full speed. I mean, I like to enjoy this time in between. I don't like rushing. Like, I like having like Halloween and then it's like we get ready for Thanksgiving and then we kind of enjoy it. And then it's...
You're already getting ready for Christmas. You put your lights up. That's getting ready for Christmas.
I mean, it kind of is.
Oh. I honestly wish I could, you know what? I really wish I could just knock out all of my shopping today on Cyber Monday because
I did so much of my Christmas shopping this weekend on the internet and it was amazing. I've never done it before. I'm like a, no, I'm not. I'm
you
like,
you said that like it's 1997, by the way, on the internet.
Because I usually like
the
to go
world
in.
Wide web.
I usually like to go in and shop in stores and I do, you know, like I bear the crowds and I wait in line. Like, I don't know why I did so much of my holiday shopping on the internet.
Wow.
And got some great deals.
Mm-hmm. I bet. There's a lot of deals. It's hard to keep up, honestly.
Yeah.
It's kind of overwhelming because it's such a weird thing because we have this day where we give thanks and we're like grateful and we're acknowledging like how blessed we are and celebrating with the people that we love. And then it's like we go into this like crazy mode of just like overconsumption. I mean, I overconsumed in a different way on Thanksgiving, but then we go into, you know, it's like such a weird thing that we do. But I was thinking like all my social media was just like sales and ads. Sales. And I was like, and then I was like, just calm down. You're fine.
Yeah.
It's like $2 off.
Like not they, what I got.
No, I'm just saying some of the things it's like you get, they're like hyped up and then you get on and it's like pays for your shipping, which is nice.
I got
nice,
a
but...
personalized sunny blanket for dirt cheap. Like it was a steal.
Who's that for?
For the kids.
Herself. She buys everything.
And myself. Yes, I do put a little present under the tree for myself.
Well, I had gone shopping earlier in the week and I had a bunch of stuff I needed to return. And for some reason on Saturday, I was in the mood to go. And then I was like, oh, this is going to be crazy. So my rule was I'm going to go to the mall. And then if I can find a parking spot decently fast, I'll go in. And if I go in and I go into, I was going to Zara, which is always, if it's a short line or a fine, okay line for the return section, I'm going to stay. But if it's long, I'm going to leave because I don't want to add more stress to anyone, including myself. So I walked in. Not a single person in line, which I don't think I've ever been to Zara and not a single person was in line. So I think there was one person in the return line. So I waited for her, got up, got my stuff, went over, returned to my other stuff to a different store. No one was in line. And then I go and I was like, I think I want a pretzel. Stop. The pretzel had just come out. They were hot and fresh. Go to the cookie.
We're laughing at
this. Becca's perfect day right here. We're here. It's like a charmed life.
I go to Mrs. Fields Cookies and she had the little mini ones, but they didn't have any of the sandwiches with the icing. She made them for me.
Mrs. Fields herself?
Mrs. Fields herself.
Wow.
No, not Mrs. Fields, but the sweet girl working. And then I went home and I was like, wow. You know, I just went in with the right attitude, I think, of like, it's okay if it doesn't happen today, but if it does, great.
It's the perfect day. Nothing standing in my way.
Okay. There was something.
We can get to that. But I do have to say, if anybody is out there and they are interested in flocking their tree, if you've always pondered, I'd love to get a block tree, but I don't know much about it. Let me tell you, the aesthetic is so good.
Explain what flocked trees are, because some may not know.
So a flock tree is a tree that's covered in what appears to be snow. So it looks like it's like a winter wonderland tree, but it is not snow, it's flock. And the flock, you can flock yourself or they can flock it for you at the tree Christmas tree lot. And we opted for them to flock it for us.
You didn't want to go flock yourself.
Yeah. We didn't want to flock ourselves. Robbie was up to the task. He's like, I could flock this. And I was like, you know what? Let's not try. We have a lot. We're doing a lot of housework. Let's let them flock it.
Yeah.
And
you just said flock it. Let them flock it.
Let them flock it. And they brought us the flock tree yesterday. And I got to tell you, gorgeous.
Is flock made with clean ingredients?
I don't want to know. I doubt it.
Flock is the name of the white stuff they put on there? Oh.
It is probably not clean, and I don't love that it's in my house, but the aesthetic is so cute.
It does look really beautiful.
And didn't Sissany warn you that it stains your floors?
Yeah, and apparently it stains floors.
Do you have a tree skirt on?
We have a tree skirt, but like the flock fell off a little bit, and it's impossible to get in like the flock all the way, you know, like flocks all over the floor.
Yeah. It's fucking messy.
It's a little messy. So if you're a neat freak, this might not be the tree for you. But
if you love a flocked tree.
If you've always wanted a white tree. We're turning our tree into a Hanukkah tree this year. So we got a white tree and we were using blue ornaments. And it's just like so cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. It does look, I have to say, it looks beautiful.
I can't believe I've never flocked before.
We can't either.
I might not flock again, but yeah, it was an experience.
Yeah, everyone needs to flock once.
Yeah, everyone needs to flock once. And I think it will probably die before Christmas, but it's flocked, so you won't be able to tell.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Yeah, it'll just be crisping off.
Correct.
Light flock.
Light, yeah.
Okay. I have to, I was going to say, I wanted so badly to go get a tree, but Haley was like, can you wait till I get home? And I was like, I guess. I was like, can I go get the tree and then you help decorate it? But she likes the experience of going.
Yeah.
She's like, if you want to do it, we can. And I was like, I know what that means. So
when is she back?
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's plenty of time. Plenty of tree up. It won't even be December yet.
Yeah.
You're right. Thank you.
She really wanted to go this weekend is what she's saying.
I just like got so much of my Christmas. My brain works like all, like I need it all done at one time. So like when I'm in the mood, it's like I got to attack. You know, I got to just like get it all done. Although today I'm going to get some mini wreaths and ribbons to put around my home. So.
Are you really? Where are you getting the wreaths from?
I'm going to go see if Michael's has them.
Oh, you're not going to get like Christmas ones, like Christmas tree lot ones, like fresh?
No. They're for inside my house. So, I'm keeping it more like faux. Faux. Yeah. Except for the tree is real.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Yeah, because we are going to talk about two very specific things. And one of them has to do with bedroom toys.
Oh, stay tuned.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together.
All right, we're back. So Tanya left you on a tantalizing cliffhanger.
We call that a tease in the business, and it was
That's really right.
Well executed, Tanya.
Was
great
it a
job.
Deep tease?
You're not a deep tease.
Did it make
tease,
you guys
no.
come back for more?
Oh,
it did.
So good.
It did.
Well, okay, so you start because I have something interesting that I watched on Netflix the other day that kind of correlates with this.
What? I have the best show ever, but we can save that for later because I love it so much.
Okay.
And I'll save it for later. How about that for a deep tease?
That's a
wait
deep tease.
Wait till the end of the
right
show
there.
For that.
Yep, good one.
My new favorite TV show, because I finished season 39 and now I'm on season 40 of Survivor. That's right.
But aren't they in like 45
no,
I'm
watching 45 in real life, but it's one a week. I can...
Right. Yeah. You're burning up old ones while you're waiting for the new ones to come around. Good.
Correct.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Survivor.
It really is. You're taking in a lot of Survivor.
I'm loving it. Actually loving it. And I met the sweetest girl who's behind CBS's Instagram. She came up to me in my Barry's class and she was like, "Are you Tanya?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she
goes,
"We sent you the buffs." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." It was so nice to like meet her in real life.
So cute.
I know. It's really cute. But
do you wear the buffs when you watch Survivor now?
You bet. We forgot about him for a minute. I got to bust him out again.
Yeah, sure.
But we were talking because we were watching. We were looking at Jana Kramer's Instagram where she's posing with a, how do you call it? A toy.
Jana Kramer, friend of the show, host of Wind Down, a
yes.
country music singer, actress in another Hallmark Christmas movie this year.
Wow, thank you for painting the picture.
I just want people to know who Jana Kramer is in case they don't, but we've known her many, many years, and she's had another baby.
Yes.
And so she's posing with a...
A vibrator.
A vibrator.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's easier. I was going to say, I don't want to say sex toy, but I can still say that's a podcast,
you can say
right?
whatever you want. It's a podcast.
Okay, yeah, so it's a sex toy. And in my head, I'm thinking, would I do this? I love talking about vibrators. I could talk about vibrators all day.
It seems on brand for you.
Yeah.
It does seem on brand for
vaginal.
Me. Vaginal awareness, which
yes.
I love. Mm-hmm. I love being aware of my vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Holding my vibrator up to my face and smiling, I feel like I don't know if I could do it.
For a check, though.
For a big check? Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Everyone has their price.
Right,
because
true.
It's not
what
like,
is my price?
Thing. Here's the thing. It's not like you're showing something that you never talk about. Like, I think it would be a little off-brand for me. You know, like, I think it'd be like, damn, Becca must have gotten...
It? You wouldn't do it for a nice check?
I don't know. It'd be a lot of back and forth.
It'd be a bigger check for you than Tanya, I think.
I guess it's also like I'm not... like showing my vagina.
No, well, no, they don't make you do that.
And
so.
I've also offered to, somebody was asking me how to use a menstrual cup and I was like, do you want me to send you a video? And I was like, that's actually probably inappropriate.
Yeah, maybe let's not do that.
Yeah. But it's interesting, you know?
So you would do it?
Yeah, I mean, Jana, hit me up. Let me connect me with these these peeps.
I'm just saying, we got a wedding to pay for.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I feel like you would do it for like there's a range, and somewhere in that range, you would is the tipping point. Like
right,
you would
like,
do
vibrator,
it for
yes.
You would
right?
do it for $1 million.
Oh.
Would you do it for 10 grand? Maybe not. Somewhere in the middle, there is the tipping point.
Right. I was gonna say like vibrator because I use vibrators, so like yes.
Can you talk about it. It's
right,
not like
right, but like.
What?
But that's all it is.
No, I know, but I'm saying like if it was some other bedroom toy, like I can't even say it. I think you have to bleep me. Butt plugs. Like that, I don't use, and I actually, yeah, I could
right.
never,
yeah.
like.
You don't use those when right. it feels, like, authentic.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you for clarifying your yeah. boundaries.
Yeah. So well, that's where my line is.
When you put it that way, it sounds like a natural, not the plugs, but the other thing, because you're saying, I use it, and it's great. That's right. the same as most of the things you endorse. I right. use it, and it's great. So right. what's the difference, really? Is it right. your parents?
Right. My parents, my future in-laws on Instagram, seeing me
yeah,
with my
just
vibrator.
You mute them from seeing those stories. And
also, you have stepkids now.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have friends.
Right.
So that's all stuff you have to consider.
Right. True. But true. Jana has kids.
She does.
It's an interesting thing you bring up. Right.
I think that makes the price go a little higher.
Yeah. The price has increased.
But anyways, that was a funny debate before we started the podcast. So I was like, I could do this, but how much would I do it for?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about our friend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So one of our friends wrote us, and her boyfriend.
Serious boyfriend.
Told her that he was going to go get lunch with an old friend from high school, a woman. She's married, has kids. Mm-hmm. He's in a very serious relationship with our friend. And it brought up the conversation of like what's appropriate in terms of spending time or hanging out with the opposite sex when you're in a serious relationship,
this
marriage,
is good.
Whatever.
I love this stuff.
I do too. And I always see these debates on Facebook. So I always find it like very interesting. And I think it's a good topic.
Because I went through this like a year ago with Robbie. Mm. Because he does have these friendships that he's had since he was like in Mommy and Me. Mm-hmm. Like these are girls that he's known forever, like truly. And I've met them and they are married and they have kids. And I trust Robbie. That's the thing at the end of the day. Like I trust him implicitly. But it rubbed when he told me that he was doing this. This was like maybe a year ago and it was like coffee with this one woman. I was like, I don't like it. I don't want you like getting coffee with someone of the opposite sex. And he was like, why? Don't you trust me? And then I had to really sit there and think about why. Because I'm like, yeah, I totally trust you. And even if I trust the girl too, but I'm like, even if I didn't trust the girl, I trust him so much mm-hmm. that, you know what I mean? And I had to sit there and think about it because I was like, why? It was like such a self reflective moment because I was like, why does this bother me? And I think it's just because for so many like years, for decades, I've always kind of thought that was wrong.
Even coffee?
Coffee, lunch, dinner, drinks. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I've always thought it was weird and wrong.
Is it perception? Because I remember
think so.
A woman I saw, she didn't like it because people at that coffee shop might think that
right.
we are together.
And so I had that was the other thing. I go, okay, well, I trust you. So it's not that. And then I was like, maybe it's if my friends see you with someone else, what are they going to think? And then I'm like, who cares?
Right, exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? But it's really interesting because it did kind of rattle me up. And when I sat to think about it, I realized that it shouldn't. And that it was just like reprogramming my brain that has thought about something a specific way for so many years mm-hmm. that didn't have a face to it. It was just like a preconceived notion that I had about mm-hmm. my significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like something that I would have said a decade ago that no, you can't go to like lunch or something with this another person mm-hmm. of the opposite sex. And now I've changed my tune on it.
Wow.
But it's interesting with Becca.
Well, yeah, it is different because
yeah.
it's like most of the people that Haley has lunch or dinners with are women. And sometimes they're gay women, straight women, all, you know, the whole spectrum.
Just women.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, it brings up this whole different thing because I'm like, oh, if I'm feeling insecure about something, I can't be like, you can't hang out
right.
with women.
Right.
So it's a different situation for me. But I think it's always just like her. It comes down to my own insecurities. And
yes.
I also think that it's a preconceived idea of like, you can't hang out with anyone who you might be
attracted to
that might be also attracted to you. Like,
right. Which is so whack.
I know, it's so whack.
I'm with you though.
But when you said that, it triggered that in me because I'm like, I think that's a big thing for me too. But it's just the conversation of like, if I'm feeling, if for some reason I'm feeling insecure about someone specific, having a conversation, her being able to be like, you're safe, like I would never do that to you. And just me being like, oh yeah, that's right. You know, like calming myself down.
It does. It comes from an insecurity.
It
which
does.
Is so bizarre.
But it's nothing, like there's always, sometimes Haley and I have had conversations. She's like, I just want you to trust me. And I'm like, I don't think that I don't trust you.
Right.
But it's whatever my own insecurity is, it's like lies to me, you know? But our friend, like, so the scenario that I was thinking is like, okay, is it just like, would it be anything, any get together that makes you insecure? Because in my mind, I'm like, lunch feels less threatening than a dinner.
Yeah. Dinner does feel weird.
There's going to be wine at dinner, that sort of thing. And alcohol makes you do stupid things. But I still don't think it's that big of a deal. If I were to have dinner with a high school female friend or college or whatever, I don't think that would be an issue in my relationship and vice versa. Dinner, right. I think, is okay. It's not, lunch is better, I agree. And coffee is better than lunch, but I think dinner's okay.
I think if your significant other is insecure, they're working through an insecurity, then I think it's like, say, like start with like, what do you feel comfortable with? Like if it's a dinner that they feel uncomfortable with, how do you feel about lunch? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about coffee? And like meet them there. But Haley was like, I asked her about it and she's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm like, if I went to dinner.
Robbie did the same thing. He was like, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, I'm
like,
oh, if I went to dinner with a hot high school, like
with some 6-inch heels and like a top going down to my navel.
Was he wearing a top down to his navel?
No.
Okay.
All right, Tanya, let me run you through the scenarios. Robbie wants to have lunch with a woman he went to high school with. Any issue?
Now or then?
Now, currently.
No.
Okay. Robbie wants to have dinner with a woman he went to high school with who is single.
See, the single thing is interesting.
She got divorced about 6 months ago.
Ooh. I would feel weird about it, but I still would. It'd be fine.
Robbie wants to have dinner with a woman from high school who is single, and they dated in high school.
Again, I'd feel weird about it, but I'd be okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I do trust him. Like, I literally trust him implicitly.
You're adding an N where it shouldn't be, but you're very close.
Implicitly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Implicitly.
No, implicitly.
Implicitly. I trust him. I really, really do. Would I love it? No, but like.
Right. But you're not going to like, while he's there, you're not going to be like, you know, circling the restaurant. Or...
No. She's like in the corner with like a hat and the menu.
Glasses, yeah. What's going on over there? No, it's like, I don't, you know, it's so interesting because it's, Becca like really hit the nail on the head. It's an insecurity that's in me. But why? That's like the what I need to like get to. And maybe I can work on it in therapy, but it's like, what is that? You know, like, I don't know what that is.
I think dating in the past would have me at a halt.
Like dating in the past, yes.
Do y'all need to go catch up?
Maybe dating in high school would be okay, but if it was a more recent ex-girlfriend, I think maybe it's a little bit of a conversation.
Like if I went to dinner with a guy that I dated in high school, it would be nothing.
Yeah.
Like there's not one guy I did in high school that I'd be like,
so sick. Everything about that.
No offense. I haven't seen any of them in a long time, but.
So the idea of him that he's had sex with that woman doesn't bother you?
Well, we didn't say that.
Well, I'm assuming if they dated that they.
In high school, you never know. They could have not. I dated people in high school that I didn't sleep with.
No, sure, but we're just for the scenario. So, Becca, you draw the line at slept together.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fair, actually. I think it probably still is based in insecurity, but I also think it's a fair line to draw.
I'm fine having some insecurities. I am human, so I'm comfortable having my insecurities, but there are certain levels where I'd like to my immediate reaction isn't the insecure one, but... I'm comfortable being like, you saw each other naked
Yeah, we're good here.
We're good here.
You know, it's interesting though, because, and I talked to Teddy Mellencamp about this a lot when I first started dating Robbie, because when you date a man that is divorced with kids, when we didn't see each other, he was just dad. Like he never really, right. He was dating me and then he was dad. He never really did things outside of that. Mm-hmm. You know, like boys trips and boys nights and you know what I mean? Like you just don't, I feel like you, once you become a dad, that just kind of.
Yeah, there's no we were on a break scenario.
Right, right. And so I didn't grow accustomed to him really going out with anybody aside from me. And then when we weren't together, he was dad.
Yeah.
So it was like weird. I think when we started getting out of the pandemic and people started being more social, I was like, oh, wow, he like has girls that are friends and like, this is new, you know?
Yeah, sure. But it's okay.
Yeah, it is okay.
And he knows it's okay. And you know it's okay. And it's fine.
Yeah.
Whenever we go to Wisconsin, my friend Christine, we try to get together. We never dated in the past. Everything's on the up and up. And it's no issue.
Right.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is interesting though, right?
Yes. I love this conversation.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
It is. It
always brings up, like I always will see the like discussions in the Facebook group. And it's very polarizing for people where it's like, I don't feel comfortable with my partner hanging out with anyone of the opposite sex, you know, or, and then other people are like, we're all like, they got to be able to live their life. If they have friends that are men or women, like who cares?
Right.
But it's always sparks like an interesting conversation in my opinion.
And I'm always like, whenever Robbie and I do have disagreements on things, I'm the first one. Like when I know it's like, I'm like, I know this is my own insecurity. Like I know that, but like as my partner, you need to like, listen to me and like help me get through this or make me feel better about this.
Well,
you
just
know?
Like meeting each other, being like, I don't want you to feel insecure, but I also don't want to be in a relationship where I feel like I'm being controlled.
Right.
So how do we meet in the middle to where we both feel safe?
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And guys sometimes don't think like it's all based in insecurity, but there are still lines that are fair to draw, even though they're based in insecurity or whatever. Like for example, early on, I was traveling for work, and it's a long story, but basically this coworker who's a female, we both had to get some stuff done. Everyone else was going out to get dinner, and so we had to get some stuff done, and so we're starving because we just got off the plane. I said, and the Academy Awards were on, we had to watch them for work, and so I guess grab a pizza, come to my room, and we'll do that. So we did that, and it was fine. And
then your hotel room?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And my wife had to say to me, okay, so we need to talk. That's not acceptable.
Who was
it? I know nothing happened. I know everything's fine. I know you're both married to other people, but hotel rooms? No. And I said, yeah, okay, you're right. I didn't even think. I was just like, it's fine.
I know. Now I know who you're talking about. And I would think the same thing. Like if the roles were reversed, like if I was going into your room for pizza,
right.
I would think literally nothing.
Nothing.
Of it.
But people outside of the world, it's,
Yeah.
No,
going
I get
back
it.
To your room is like, not yeah, great.
Let's meet in the lobby.
Yeah, let's watch it.
Yeah, right. We got to do that.
The bar or something.
Even
the bar
the right
is
thing.
Like better.
Yeah. That's the right thing to do. Yes, yeah. Correct. Yes.
Or even going to her room is probably better. But
no, still neither's good.
No okay, hotel yeah, rooms. Not, okay. I like to stay no hotel
rooms. Yeah,
yeah.
Meet the hotel lobby bar.
Yeah.
See, you just got to learn these things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
See, it's all interesting.
Yep. It's all interesting.
This whole cohabitating thing is interesting.
Merging of lives. Okay, we do have to take a break. We still have your teas and we have some emails.
Yeah, well, I have one that I really want to get to. So let's take the quick break.
We'll make it a quick one.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll be right back. All right. We're back. Do we want to do emails and then the deep tease?
Yes, we cannot pay off the tease yet.
What? The tease is just a show that Tanya's watching?
That's the best
show on television right now.
Wow.
And I know what this payoff is, so I know this is going to be not going to be a great payoff.
Oh, shoot.
First of all, that is subjective.
Yeah.
I think that our scrubbers are going to love this show.
Okay, fair enough.
I know my scrubbers.
And you have an email you want to share with us?
Yes. So it says, Tanya and Becca. This is weird. I'm reading it, but it was sent to me directly. I've been living in a new state for 2 years now, and it's been really hard to make friends, but I've been fine because I have such amazing friends on both coasts who I do see monthly, and I know that I'm lucky. I'm more so just wanting girlfriends to do simple things like go on walks together. If there's a neighborhood farmer's market, let's meet up, get coffee, see the Eras Tour movie, etc. A few months ago, a neighbor invited me over for a girls' night and has every week where they watch The Bachelor. I was so excited because the group of girls were very much like me. We seemed to hit it off, and it was something that I looked forward to every week after searching for friends for years. These nights lasted 3 weeks and then just radio silence. I texted my neighbor that fourth week because I hadn't heard from her in our group chat. Normally, she'd tell us what time to head over. She never responded. The next day on a walk, I ran into her and she apologized for not responding, said they just got back from out of town and she's totally just forgot. All good. She was totally normal and I was obviously like, no problem. But the week after, nothing. The week after, nothing. The group chat fizzled out and I normally give it up because I don't like being where I'm not wanted, but I can't tell if she's busy or if they just don't like me. When I see her, she is so warm and talks to me for at least 15 minutes before we go into our houses. She texts me things, replies to my Instagram story, so I don't think there's bad blood. But I do see the girls around the neighborhood doing and posting things together, and it makes me sad. Something to note is that they are all moms who have kids the same age, and I don't have kids. Do I put myself out there one more time and just kind of get the hint?
I just saw Kristen Cavallari saying that she was talking about more in the dating world of like, if you don't get a response, that's a response. And people in the comments are like, this is also for friendships. Like, why, if people aren't thinking about you or wanting to hang out with you and like investing in you, then why put your energy towards that?
Yeah.
And I think that that goes for everything. And I think it sucks because you're like, you overthink things. And you're like, what did I do wrong? What did I say? Like, why all of a sudden, why did it go silent? But it could literally just be that they're all in a different phase of life with kids and they have that relatability and they're just kind of like, you know, in their mom world.
Yeah. I hate to say it too, but I would just move on. Yeah. I really would. I feel like them not responding and not inviting is like, says enough.
I was cringing that whole email to find out that they were doing the bachelor party without her. I was very scared that that was going to happen. I'm glad it didn't go that way, uh-huh. Even though we don't know for sure. These are not your people.
Yeah.
Sucks. And I know, because I know you're having trouble finding your people. Mm-hmm. And you were excited for these people, but they're not.
They're not your people.
And that's okay.
It's time to find new people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can go into the Facebook group, the scrubbing in Facebook group, and see if there's maybe like a sub group is in your area.
That's a great idea.
Thank you so much.
Or like find hobbies that you, like interests that you have, and then see if there's groups for those in your area. Like if you like Taylor Swift, like listening parties, you know, those are big right now, or, you know, just dog things. Like if you have a pet, like just go and, you know.
I do think that first, I don't know, she didn't say, she said kids. I don't know if they're like newborns, but I do feel like that first year after you have a baby, your life is just like totally night and day different. And so maybe they are just in that phase and like they just have, one of Robbie's cousins had a baby and she called it like mush brain. She's like, I just feel like I had like a mush brain for like a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think too, when you're in that state and it's probably easier to be around people who are going through it or who have been through it because you're like, you don't feel alone and your hormones are raging. So you're like seeking like comfort in someone who's been through it or is going through it with you. So maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a personal thing in the sense of like they don't like you. I think it's more just like different life stages. And I think you can find people that are more on your level.
Life stages is a thing, which is why I'm really, you know, I'm just looking at you anytime you want to have kids.
I will be a wonderful auntie and I can't wait for that. So don't wait on me.
I'm not waiting. I'm just, you know, hopeful.
Stay hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, the other emails that we have are really good. So which one?
I was going to do Melissa, the top one.
Okay. The second one was tough.
That is tough.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we have time for both, but we'll see how it goes here. Melissa says, I've been listening to old episodes and I was listening to episode 15, New Year, same scrubs. And a debate over having your significant other's passcode came up. I've always had a neutral stance on this, but there was a heavy lean into both of y'all wanting to be in relationships where you have the passcodes of your partner. So I'm curious, do Robbie and Haley have your passcodes and vice versa? I have my husband's. I've told him mine, but he can never remember it. So I just unlock my phone and hand it to him if he needs it. Curious to hear your thoughts.
I have his passcode. He has my passcode. I don't know if he remembers my passcode, to be honest.
That's so funny because it's exactly my situation.
Yeah.
I know all of my wife's, not just passcodes, I know all of her passwords, and she comes to me for them most of the time. But if she wants to get in my phone, she'll ask the kids, what's your dad's passcode? Because they know it, but she can never remember it.
Yeah. So yeah, we know each other's, but I don't think he has mine memorized.
Yeah, we have ours too. It's never even been a thing. I think one time, like, she was from like early on, it's just been like we had them. And then she had to change hers when I think she had like a new assistant or something. So she had to change hers. And she immediately was like, oh, my passcode, I had to change it because I got a new assistant, just so I wasn't like, why did you change your passcode?
Right.
That's suspicious.
That is suspicious.
She knew. She like immediately told me. So yeah, we both have them. But I never really feel the need or desire to like look at her phone unless I'm getting like pictures or something to send to myself.
Right. Pictures, etc. Yeah. I don't have his computer password now that I think of it. But I guess, why do I need that?
I don't have any other passwords.
Yeah.
I don't really. I yearn for them.
I like it. I like that throughout the day, I'll just get a random text. What's my Amazon password? Here you go.
Well, yeah, you're like the keeper of the password.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know her password, so you have to know it. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross, you'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger
bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account. Or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it.
All right, Jamie, I'm in desperate need of some advice or words of encouragement. My boyfriend and I have been dating 3 years now. We've been talking about the future and what that looks like, but here's the big elephant in the room. He wants to move back home into Illinois one day. We live in California. His family is there in Illinois. I've lived in California my whole life. Family, friends are all here. Well, he wants to move home and start a family close to his parents and his siblings. In talking about it, I say I'd be willing to move, but it can't be forever. I'd like to come back at some point, be close to my mom and family. I'd even invite his parents to live with us half the year to get out of the Illinois cold, if that's what it takes. But I'm not sure that's a realistic solution. We don't feel we can take our relationship to the next step, which is moving in together. We're both ready, unless we agree on what the future would be. Neither of us want to break up, but this is putting us at a standstill. How do we move forward? Yeah, I know. This is a tough
one. This is so hard.
This feels like Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas 2.0.
Oh, wow.
She wants to raise a family in the UK and he wants to raise them in the US. Mm.
It's something to think about when you start dating someone who has really close family ties far away from where you want to be. Like, yeah. It's just like she's from California. He moved to California. So he moved to where she settled in. She was born and raised. Everyone's here. And now he's trying to take her back where he's from.
But I do feel like you have to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not, you can't just stand still forever.
No,
life is a dance and you have to keep moving. You can't just stand still.
Life's a dance. You learn as you go. Sometimes you lead.
Sometimes you let go.
No.
Don't know that one.
I think maybe it's just like y'all commit to doing a certain, like, set a time of like, we're gonna do this many years here. If you really want to be with this man, we'll go to Illinois and we'll be there for this amount of time, and then after that amount of time I want to be back in California.
Is that realistic with like jobs and such?
And jobs and kids' school, you can't just like plop your kids out of school.
The kids are never going to want to change schools and all leave all their friends behind. I think this is a real issue here. This elephant is really a problem.
The thing is, what we don't know is, do they both have jobs where they can move somewhere else? If they do, then they have to. Whose parents can also help more? Like, that's also a big factor, too.
Yes.
Like, if one set of your parents can be really active and help you with the kids, I think that is a big motivation to be next to them. Right?
This is hard for me because we moved to California from Wisconsin 25 years ago and never looked back and are never going back. And my parents chased us out to Arizona to be closer to us. And great, fine. But we're living our lives and doing our thing. So
yeah.
How do you feel about Denver? You want to like split the difference, go right there in the middle? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is here.
Well, I think the whole thing is the benefit of being close to family, regardless of what side it's on.
Yes,
so
that's true. And there have been times that we wished we were closer to family for that reason, to have help with the kids. We never had that.
Yeah. How tied, that's game changing.
Yeah.
How tied are his family to Illinois?
Well, that's what she's saying. She said she would offer to like have them come live with them for 6 months, which that's a good compromise.
I agree. I think that's about as like compromising as you can get in this situation.
That's huge to offer to have your in-laws stay with you for 6 months.
Yeah, it's a
lot. She's like, please don't make me leave California. I'll do anything. I think that if you're willing to do that, then I think you can make it work if they're willing to do that. But I also think that I agree. It's a big decision. You can't be in standstill forever. And you have to go, could I potentially be happy if we live in Illinois one day?
I think the answer is no.
If there's no room for compromise and the answer is no, then maybe we do have to think about
an exit plan.
The future of this relationship.
Yeah.
That's so hard. I'm so sorry you're having to navigate that. Like, that is a very complicated thing to have to.
But maybe he needs to know that you're serious about that. Yeah. Like, if that is the end all be all for you, I cannot do that, then this relationship is over. And maybe he'll...
I don't want to leave California, period.
Maybe he'll think twice. Lose you or leave Illinois. Or stay, whatever, you know what I'm trying to say.
You can promise him every Thanksgiving and Christmas in Illinois. And summers. I don't know. There's got to be a compromise. There's got to be some sort of compromise here.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think we don't have enough information. If we knew their jobs, if it was like, let's pick up, we can work from anywhere.
That changes it.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Tanya's.
You've waited this entire show.
Okay, but hold on. To find the actual title.
Credit, props.
She doesn't even know the actual title.
You made it the entire show waiting to find out Tanya's show that she's watching.
It's called Squid Game, The Challenge. So, did you watch Squid Games?
Yes, it's the reality version.
It's the reality version. So, they don't die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they fake die after they get out. They, like, get hit by, like, it looks like a paintball, but I don't think it's actually a paintball. I think it's something that's in their shirt that they just click and then it like, paints on them and they fall over. So, they, like, act dead after they lose. But the first challenge was red light, green light without the creepy girl. Yeah. The second challenge was the cookie, getting the cookie.
Squid Game music I'm adding to the conversation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Oh.
Second one was the biscuit, getting the little biscuit out of the, you know.
Oh,
like
I remember that.
The umbrella and the circle and stuff. It is so good. And the pot, I think the pot is at $4 million, a little over $4 million, $4.5 million.
Do you have to lick the biscuit? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. So they're licking the biscuit to get the thing with the needle.
Do you?
And then if they crack it, it's pew, and then they fall over.
I saw a girl that was on it talking about red light, green light. And she said they filmed that for like, that alone, I think took like 17 hours. That scene.
What?
She was like, we would be frozen in our position for like 40 minutes at a time.
Oh my God.
Because someone
I was wondering how many, because a huge chunk of them lost in that game. I'm like, how these people cannot hold still for like 10 seconds? I don't understand.
Everyone in the comments was like, I was so confused why she couldn't hold the position, one girl or something. Yeah. And they were like, oh, like this makes so much more sense. Like,
oh,
she
I
was
can't
like,
wait
it was
to
brutal.
Take that fun fact home.
Yeah. I'll try and find it and send it to you. Because I was like, this is interesting because you forget filming. There's such a, they have to edit. They have to have like all the angles and everything. So yeah. I know. I thought that was interesting.
It's such a great show. We're loving it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks for that deep find that you found.
You're welcome.
You
know who to come to for television recommendations.
She's a reality like survival
boy, no kidding.
Girly. Like we really flipped a switch from Emily in Paris.
I know. It's like scripted now. I'm like, I'm looking for my Breaking Bad moment. Like I really enjoyed being into Breaking Bad, having that sort of like scripted TV show that was calling to us.
I'm telling you, Better Call Saul is phenomenal.
We tried Anatomy of a Scandal, and
it
was like, it was okay.
Is that the one Paulina recommended?
Yes, and it came so highly recommended. We were like, okay, great. And then we were watching it, and we were like, when does it get good? About the final episode. Yeah, spoiler alert.
All right. Well, everyone, enjoy watching Squid Games,
The Challenge. Holler at your girl if you watch it. Please let me know how you're enjoying it.
We love you so much.
So much.
We will be back for next week.
That's right.
Because what we do
is we scrub a dub dub.
Scrub a dub dub.
Scrub a dub dub.
And we love you guys. Bye.
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 presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.